Angels Fall by Nora Roberts. For Mom. Signposts. Everywhere is nowhere. Seneca. 1. Rhys Gilmore smoked through the tough knuckles of Angel's fist in an overheating Chevy Cavalier. She had $243 and change in her pocket, which might be enough to cure the Chevy, fuel it, and herself. If luck was on her side and the car wasn't seriously ill, she'd have enough to pay for a room for the night. Then, even by the most optimistic calculations, she'd be broke. She took the plumes of steam puffing out of the hood as a sign it was time to stop traveling for a while and find a job. No worries, no problem, she told herself. The little Wyoming town huddled around the cold blue waters of a lake was as good as anywhere else. Maybe better. It had the openness she needed, all that sky with the snow-dipped peaks of the Tetons rising into it like sober and somehow aloof gods. She had been meandering her way toward them through the Ansel Adams photograph of peaks and plains for hours. She hadn't had a clue where she'd end up when she started out that day before dawn, but she'd bypassed Cody, zipped through Dubois, and though she'd toyed with veering into Jackson, she dipped south instead. So something must have been pulling her to this spot. Over the past 8 months, she had developed a strong belief in following signs and impulses. Dangerous curves, slippery when wet. It was nice that someone took the time and effort to post those kinds of warnings. Other signs might be a peculiar slant of sunlight aimed down a back road, or a weather vane pointing south. If she liked the look of the light or the weather vane, she'd follow.